Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Silas Tsoumerkas. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, nice to see you.
So we're actually outside at the moment, and a storm is probably going to break out, which makes this a very dramatic setting for this interview. Especially for a radio interview where sound is everything and wind is going to be blowing on the microphone.
Yes.
So, kind of in theme with your film, I guess, you know, which we will talk about today, and it's called The Miracle of the Sargasso Sea. Would you like to introduce it for our listeners, just to start us off, just a little bit about...
The Miracle of the Sargasso Sea is my third film. It's a thriller, a very dreamy and very violent thriller set in a small provincial town in the middle of nowhere, full of swamps, in western Greece. And it stars Angeliki Papoulia, who's one of the most amazing Greek actresses of the Greek New Wave. And it's been in Berlin 2 months ago, so it's now in the beginning of its course, in a way.
So we had to change the location because the location actually got too dramatic for us.
Yeah, the storm is actually coming here in Cluj, so we have to hide.
Yeah. We were talking about Angeliki, actually.
Yeah.
She's great in this film, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. She's an amazing actress. She's one of the, the basic actress of the Greek new wave of the films that it kind of erupted the last 10 years from Greece. So,
yeah. You mentioned the word dreamy, and of course, that's the word that I was thinking about too when I watched it. It really felt like I was experiencing something otherworldly, even, you know. Are you inspired by dreams a lot?
Well, not so much up to now. I just did some, both my previous films were kind of realistic political dramas mainly. But in this film, I wanted to do something else. So I was very interested in constructing this kind of a dream space where nature, me, and these two heroines, these two female characters, we would kind of share it. So it's a shared dream space of all these elements in the film, and that makes this kind of eerie atmosphere very subconscious ever here and there in the film.
That's interesting that you would change, you know, from your previous style and try something different. What really prompted you to do that?
Well, it's mainly you're always going to go once, try something new in every film you're going to do. And this is, I grew up in a very small village, and I'm a village boy in a very small island. And this was something that I wanted to really, a part of me that I hadn't put in film yet. So this is the first time I had the chance to kind of dwell into that.
And this film takes place in a small village too.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it. It's in a small place. It's in a very small town. It's full of swamps, sea, small mountains, and all this kind of animals, chicken. It's a whole world that for me is very inspiring, and I feel fantastic in it.
So third location change for this interview. It's fantastic. I'm actually enjoying this. It's a lot of fun. So where were we? Yeah, the small village. So there is there is that element of growing up in a small village in this film. Does it draw inspiration from that too?
Not growing up. It's actually images and a kind of world that I know very well. So it was really easy, and I was happy doing it. And also you have this kind of small town mentalities and small town sexuality and small town violence that kind of erupts in the film after a certain point.
Kind of makes you think that, yes, we talked about dreams, but sometimes another thing that I was thinking about while I was watching the film is that sometimes reality is stranger than fiction, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, in this film, pretty much, yes.
But it's the kind of film that you don't really, again, going back to the theme of dreams, sometimes when you dream, you don't really know where you're going to go next, right? So do you like to keep the viewers in that situation?
There is a sort of, the disorientation in the film in many places, because this is a very complex, very, many characters are participating in the story, and these two women, you don't know exactly what will happen with them, because you see them in this everyday life before all the violence kind of erupts in the film and then it takes course. But I think this kind of disorientation, it has to do with the dream as well. It has to do with the characters and also with the situation of being lost in a place, like not knowing what you want to do with your life. That's how these two women are found, kind of trapped in that swamp. But then this communication they kind of built without knowing each other gradually in the film, it makes them find course in a way, a new course, and it makes them very violent as well.
I was thinking as well, do you think it makes a difference that they're women? their female characters in the lead?
Well, this is a very strange thing. I don't think in gender terms, nor when I write, nor when I direct. You know, there are some elements that have to do with the patriarchy that come in the film that have to do with the fact that one of the two women is a police woman, which is a very patriarchal environment, so this kind of comes in. But it was not something that when you create a character, you create a person. You know, gender is one aspect of the thing. And what I think people find surprising is that women in my films, and especially in this film, they do unusual stuff. They're not at all, you know, they're the opposite of bimbo. They are very, you know, very... I don't know how to say. They are characters. They're very full characters in the way they express their sexuality, their vulgarity, their aggression, their despair, their humor. So I think that this happens when you don't think about gender so much.
But what about, so you don't think about gender so much, but and what about age, the age of the characters? Because I feel like this type of film, maybe you would see younger characters at the lead in. Yeah. I was also thinking of how life sometimes, you know, you think that you're heading in one place and then bam, you're not. And you end up in a small village and you're just there. Yeah.
This has to do with the age, of course, like this kind of disillusionment that the characters go through that they are, you know, they have to go through a bigger course of life in a way to experience what the film shows. But in terms of genre, also there is another aspect, is that this is, you know, it's very, when you have younger heroes or female or male, when you do a thriller, it's almost impossible to avoid the exploitation thing. This is not at all the direction we wanted to go in this film. So this is a very—it's a film that uses the genre codes, yeah, in a very twisted way, in a very unexpected way. And the let's say the mid-age of the characters is part of it.
Right. I'd like to know more about that. Actually, is it difficult to not do the exploitation thing?
It is difficult because you know when you use a genre that has to do with the when you have to do a you know a thriller genre with a lot of violence and sexuality in it like this one, you have to find a way to do it in a way that it's crucial, it's deep, and it's really subconscious, and not something that it's there simply to be there. You know what I mean? It is difficult, actually. Yeah.
Can you? So there's obviously in this film, there's so much in it, but another presence of the film is nature, right?
Yeah.
And I really like the idea of this linking of nature, sexuality, and violence. Mm-hmm. Is that? Do you think about that link?
Yeah, there is this link. The film works. Listen, the film works with actually the core theme of the film is different ideas of paradise, different dreams of paradise these characters have that are conflicting. There is a paradise that comes from sexuality that then degrades in the film. There is a paradise that comes from nature itself that kind of blows things into the hearts and the psyches of people. And there is also a paradise that comes from, reclaiming yourself and actually, you know, your sense of self. And these are conflicting versions of paradise, and in the film you see the clash of them, yeah, because not everyone can succeed in that. So I think that that's how the link between violence, sexuality, and nature is in this film in particular.
And it's a timeless clash too, right? It's yeah, very it's timeless a, thing.
I think so too. Yeah.
Are you interested? Given that, and this will be the last question because, you know, we're in the middle of a storm here. I don't know what's going on. Sorry, guys, for the audio, but, you know, it happens. Given the timeless clash, are you more interested in making films that are rooted in the contemporary or something that is more timeless and explores maybe things in a more timeless sense?
My last three films were totally contemporary in the sense that they dealt with characters in different stages of the Greek crisis. In Homeland it was the before, in A Blast was the middle of the thing, and Sargasso is the aftermath, the swamp. My themes have been contemporary pretty much as a start point. I don't know how this is going to evolve. I think in the next ones that are coming, I think it's a bit different. But we'll talk about those when they come.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not even going to ask you because, after you've made such a transition, We can only, you know, we can only dream about it. Yeah. Going back to the dream theme. Thank you very much for joining us, Celestin. Thank you for being so kind with all the location changes.
Don't worry. Come on. Thanks.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.